So welcome back to In This Space with me, your host, Taylor Nicole. If you're new here, I'm so glad to have you guys. Like, you do not even understand. And if you're not new here, welcome back. And thank you for tuning in. And thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to me talk. Like I always say, like, I truly, genuinely appreciate everybody who just decides to listen, and I'm praying that you grow from this podcast. And I'm just so excited for what I have today, because I know that this is a message that needs to be heard. And not only is it a message for myself, but I know it's a message for somebody out there who is in the same shoes as I am in. So, with that being said, what am I going to talk about? When worry consumes me. And I just want to really talk about trusting God and avoiding the enemy's lies. Worry has been something that I've really, 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 really struggled with. And I've also just struggled with anxiousness and fear. And so I really want to go into depth about how imperfect I am. And that sounds really cliche, but I put myself out there for people to learn from my imperfections. And I need God just like everybody else. And my fears, my worries, and my anxieties has something that I have been trying to give to the Lord on a daily basis, but before I was not, and I didn't know what to do. And a lot of times, this worry, this fear, this anxiousness results because of a lack of control. I can't control everything in my life. That is not how the world works, right? But I am I used to be a type A person, and I used to be and still am very much into planning out things and organizing things and making sure I have a plan A, plan B, plan C. And I know some people are like that. A lot of people are like that. But a lot of this worry and anxiety that I was feeling and still continue to feel sometimes is because I don't have control over so many things that I wish I did. So today, I really want us to go over kind of some of the enemy's deception and kind of some of the enemy's lies, because if you don't know, the enemy is the father of lies. And so some things that the enemy might be telling you in your head, guys, is that the Lord is not the same. He's not the same as he was in the Old Testament. He's not the same as he was in the New Testament. He's not the same. And he might tell you the Lord is not faithful. He might tell you the Lord doesn't hear you. And he might tell you God changes. So just because he was one way back then doesn't mean he's the same way now. And he might also give you a spirit of fear, because that is where that comes from. And so I just want to discuss some truths that we really need to hold on to. And I really, 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 really want you to pay attention to these truths that I'm mentioning. But I always do this, y'all. Let's go into prayer before we get started, okay? Lord, I pray that you protect every single listener today, Lord. I pray that you protect them, put a hedge of protection over them as they're listening to this message. I pray that those who need to hear this message hear it, and I pray that it reaches the hearts of those who need it. I pray that it removes the veil from people's heart. And I pray that people would understand that there is no reason to be anxious and worried and fearful, frightful when you are in Christ. And I pray that they can remind themselves of these truths daily so that they can live more joy-filled lives. And I just pray that you protect this message, because we know that when we are rooted in truth, the enemy will come. And I just pray that you allow me to be filled with your Holy Spirit so that I can preach this message and teach this message with love, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so let's get into some truths, y'all. I want you to really, really, really pay attention to these because these are so necessary. And these are some of the truths that I constantly have to reiterate to myself and recite. So the first one is, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And this is mentioned in Hebrews 13:8. Y'all, first of all, let's acknowledge this. God is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, they are all one and they are all the same. So if this message is saying that Jesus Christ is the same, God is the same. And he's been the same since the Old Testament, the New Testament, and even today. Let's remind ourselves of that. Our brains, our minds try to trick us and make us think that God is changing. God is different. He's not different, okay? He is not different and he is not changing. And he is the same. Like this says, recite this. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. And that goes along with my point, y'all. The Lord, he is faithful. So if the Lord is the same yesterday and today and forever, therefore, we got to pick up these context clues. Therefore, he must be faithful. He has to be faithful because he was faithful in the Old Testament. Time and time again, he keeps his promises. Even now, even then, he's kept every single promise. He's kept every end of his covenant that he has made, y'all. God didn't leave Adam when Adam sinned. God freed the Israelites from slavery to fulfill the covenant that he made with Abraham. He didn't give up on them, even though they were just doing whatever, not even expressing gratitude for him, all the things. You know how many times God came through for his people? Even if you look at the Psalms, like David was crying out to God, and God truly delivered David from his enemies time and time and time again. And y'all, he sent Jesus to redeem us. That was prophesied for years on years on years, and he delivered his promise. He kept his promise. And we're living in the fruits of that promise currently to this day. I'm getting worked up, y'all. Okay, but let's look at 2 Timothy 1:7. This one, y'all might have heard this one a lot. This one says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and sound judgment. Y'all, the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear. You can either act on fear or you can act on faith. Which one do you want to operate in? Fear is from the enemy. And faith is from the Lord. Sometimes we get fearful. That's normal. There were so many times in the Bible where people got fearful. But as you can see in the scripture, fear is not from the Lord. And if we look at Romans 8:28, it says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28, y'all. I love this verse. And I do feel like sometimes it does get misconstrued. And I just truly think that life is not going to be perfect. But just know that God is working on your behalf. He is working in your favor. I think if you think about this verse like that, if you love God, he is working on your behalf. There are still going to be trials. There's still going to be difficulties. There's still going to be suffering because those have special places in our journey through sanctification. And I can't explain everything. If you try to understand the purpose behind everything, you start to get confused and lean on our own understanding. So with this verse, I would just really just remind yourself that God is working in your favor on your behalf. And that is what the scripture means. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God." And I know sometimes when I think of worries, I think so much about what's going on in my own life. But I understand, y'all, that sometimes you can be worried about what is going on in other people's lives. And so, with this scripture, think about not only the worries in your life, yes, present those to God in prayer and petition those and pray about literally every single thing. Nothing is too small, too big for God. But think about this. You can present the worries that other people are going through that is stressing you out. You can present that to God. You can present your worries about other people to God. You can intercede for them on their behalf and give those burdens that you're carrying because of other people, give those to God. And just be mindful that we are supposed to carry others' burdens, but sometimes you need to pray about it and not carry so much physically on yourself, but really just communicate to God how you're feeling and the burdens that you're carrying. So, those four scriptures are honestly what I recite a lot when I'm super worried and stressed. And I just was in a season where I was really worried and stressed and still continue to get that feeling constantly. But overall, I just want you to be reminded of three things. Cling to God's truths. And what that can look like is meditating on them, reading these scriptures and meditating on what that means, memorizing these scriptures, reciting these scriptures, reminding yourself of who God is and who the enemy is, and reminding yourself of that distinction because sometimes we can get a little confused. And I would say, too, rebuke deception of the enemy. Rebuke just means instead of agreeing, you're not agreeing. So we are not in agreement with the enemy and his tactics. So therefore, we are going to rebuke the deception of the enemy. We're going to declare power over over deception in our minds. And we are going, it's just like, it's just the same as when Jesus was in the wilderness in Matthew 4, and he rebuked Satan with scriptures. So Satan said one thing. Satan said one thing, and Jesus said another that contradicted what he said. He rebuked him. And then three, I want y'all to try to spend some time in prayer. What that looks like is spending time with God. Maybe sometimes you can pray in solitude, sometimes you can pray with others. Just spend time with God in prayer. Communicate your worries to Him, your fears, your thoughts, and your praises to Him. And let's realign our minds with God's truth and His word. And I'm telling you that the peace that surpasses all understanding will come over you in due time. But that is all that I have today. So, y'all, see you next time and have a blessed, blessed day.
Thank you.